Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 4:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in with you on this Friday afternoon. Yep, looks pretty good out there. Austin's going to be digging into the weather in just a second. As it appears, the all the weather is now moving out to the east. So we're looking at some pretty good skies around here for the next couple of days. Austin, right. We'll get to that in just a second. I'm following this very closely for you this afternoon. Reagan National Airport runways are still closed as a search and recovery continues in Washington, D.C., where, of course, the American Airlines flight in a helicopter, military helicopter, collided over the Potomac River. With the latest on this, here's Grady Trimble.
The airport manager was asked several times about the safety of the airspace around Reagan National Airport, and each time he deferred to the FAA. He was also asked about a preliminary FAA report which found that staffing for air traffic control at the time of the crash was not normal. The report says, reportedly, that there was one air traffic controller communicating with both planes and helicopters when typically those two jobs are done by two separate people. So that's certainly something that the NTSB is going to look into as part of this investigation.
Again, Reagan National is still closed. We've seen the first flight locally coming out of Pensacola being affected by this. It's an American flight, 5278, was scheduled to depart Pensacola at 3:54 this afternoon. That flight indeed has been canceled just by the fact that Washington Reagan is basically closed this afternoon.
Mm, yeah, and you had mentioned earlier the collision and all the stuff that's been surrounding that throughout this entire week. And one of our top stories nationally, oddly enough, is that more than 40 bodies have been recovered from the Potomac River following that collision. DC Fire and EMS Chief John Donnelly said 28 victims have been positively identified and added that as of this morning, next of kin notifications have gone out to 18 families.
Okay, stocks ending down today amid the announcement that tariffs will be imposed starting on Saturday. We're going to get all over this story too, Austin, today about Mexico, Canada, and the Chinese tariffs coming up. We're all over it. Fox's Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks erasing morning gains and ending lower on this last day of trading for the month after the White House said that President Trump would put in place 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico and 10% tariffs on goods from China, which will take effect on Saturday. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors ending in the red, with tech the worst performer, while communication services gained. The Dow winners, Amazon, Microsoft, and Amgen. The Dow decliners, Chevron, Sherwin-Williams, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow falling 337 points, the Nasdaq lower by 54, S&P 500 down 31. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
414 News Radio 92.3. Staying on this tariffs subject, tariffs will be imposed on Mexican, Canadian, and Chinese goods tomorrow. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
25% tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada and a 10% tariff on goods from China will be implemented Saturday.
These are promises made and promises kept by the president.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt did not say if exemptions would be made for some imports, but pushed back on suggestions the tariffs will increase prices at the gas pump or grocery store.
I think Americans who are concerned about increased prices should look at what President Trump did in his first term.
The president has long threatened tariffs on countries he says are not doing enough to stop the flow of illegal migration or drugs into the U.S. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And speaking of Mexico, its president is requesting Google to not change the name of the Gulf of Mexico on Google Maps. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum on Thursday sent a letter to Google asking them to reconsider its decision to rename the Gulf following President Trump's executive order. Google says it will only appear as the Gulf of America for those in the U.S.
Okay, women that have survived human trafficking and sexual exploitation were honored at the Because I Wore This event, happened here in Pensacola on Thursday evening. Survivor-led Solutions CEO and founder Alicia Tappan says their effort helps women get past their traumatic past and a look into the future.
So some of the women that were here tonight are those success stories, and they were able to share what they wanted to be when they grew up. So we see that the reduction in recidivism is actually tangible and possible if we surround them with support coaching, and then leadership and professional development skills.
Okay, if you'd like some more information on that organization, here's their website, survivorledsolutions.org.
All righty, 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this afternoon. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, a lot of it's just the usual congestion you would expect. I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. May have a little bit on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess Road and Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Michigan Avenue. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 62 degrees. Currently, partly cloudy out there. 20% chance of rainfall bleeding into this later afternoon and evening. Tonight's low is going to be 48. And come Saturday, that rain's going to be gone with a high of 65 and a low of 46.
Okay, local realtors sounding the concern alarm today. Florida condo and townhouse sales dropping 10.5% in 24. That is the lowest in 15 years. Experts say the move comes after a hike in special assessments and monthly fees. Florida realtors confirm there were 94,000 closed sales of existing condo townhomes in 24. That is compared to 105,000 in 23. Total dollar amount of sales, $44 billion, was down about 9.1% compared to 23's $48.8 billion.
My goodness. And Florida colleges and universities are going to reduce their general education courses. The State Board of Governors approved a new list of courses at yesterday's meeting at the University of North Florida. Officials believe it is not based on theories of systemic racism, sexism, or privilege. A group of professors held a news conference right before the vote, pushing back against the reduced course catalog because they feel it limits what they can teach. And to clarify, Florida colleges and universities are still allowed to offer the classes on the list, but they can't be part of general education requirements.
Okay, I know you touched on this briefly a few minutes ago. NTSB is saying today it recovered the so-called black boxes, recording devices from the American Airlines jet that was carrying 64 people, all whom died in that crash. Grady Trimble, right now this afternoon over at Reagan International Airport with the latest.
There is another key piece of evidence that the NTSB has not recovered yet, at least as of this morning, and that's the black box or the data recorder from the Black Hawk helicopter. They say they know where it is, they just haven't had a chance to retrieve it yet because recovering the bodies is the most important step. But that's going to be critical because if it is the case that that helicopter were flying too high at the time of the horrific collision, then that black box could potentially answer that question. They're confident that they're going to be able to get it out. In fact, they brought in a Black Hawk pilot who works for the NTSB all the way from Alaska, and he'll serve as the expert as far as that part of the investigation goes.
Alrighty, 4:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, law enforcement on Florida's Treasure Coast cracking down on illegal immigration, just how they're doing that, and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
So you're getting ready to sell your house, and you've got everything figured out, and you're on the verge of getting a contract, and the buyer says, how old is your roof? You say 12 years. And they say, oh, I'm going to need you to replace that. Do you? They ask you, how old is your water heater? And you say, it's 7 years. And they say, I need you to replace that. Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance. The way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays, you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent. Because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick, It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
The Celtic Angels enable their audiences to experience the real Ireland, celebrating their cherished heritage through Irish song. Five beautiful women with glorious harmonies make up the Celtic Angels. The Celtic Knights world champion dancers leave audiences breathless. And the Trinity Band Ensemble with flawless interpretations of authentic Irish music. Join us for award-winning song, dance, and music as the Celtic Angels carry you to Ireland on Wings of Music.
Coming to the Sanger Theatre March 17th. Get your tickets now.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? It seems impossible to find them. Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now
with Chris and Austin
on News Radio 92.3,
informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now, you are a man of your word. You said you were going to play the Grassroots this week. Actually, you did it earlier in the week.
I did it earlier in the week, and I said I was going to do it on Monday, and I just now realized, wait, that's for Monday, so I got to grab one of today's and put it on Monday.
There you go.
Don't you just love it when a crisis happens?
Nice job, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, figuring out the world's problems this afternoon.
Apparently.
Hey, Paper Park is open on the former site of the IP Golf Course up there in Cantonment. The park took years in planning. District 5 Commissioner Stephen Berry.
One of the best days since I've been in office. It's the culmination of 3 years of work in partnership with International Paper. And now we get to see the fruits of those labors and those conversations, and to know that I've got already, before officially, I guess quote unquote officially opening the park, and I've got hundreds of constituents, hundreds of people using it every day. It's just fantastic.
Okay, the park, of course, located at the corner of Highway 29 and Muskogee Road.
Alrighty, and hinted at this before the break. Law enforcement on Florida's Treasure Coast cracking down on illegal immigration. The Indian River County Sheriff's Office detailed an operation with ICE officials yesterday that led to the detainment of at least 24 migrants. 8 members of the group were arrested on state charges. Earlier today, Governor Ron DeSantis was in the panhandle to speak out against a newly passed immigration bill that he believes will make it impossible to deliver on Donald Trump's policies. DeSantis says he wants to make illegal immigration a state crime and put an end to catch and release.
Okay, 425, News Radio 92.3, while we're kind of touching on the Trump administration here. It is allegedly planning on firing FBI agents who were part of investigations into President Trump. David Spott has more on this trending story.
People at the top levels of the FBI have been given an ultimatum, either leave or be fired. The FBI is undergoing a transformation. Some see it as good, what President Trump promised. Others are worried, concerned. Many of these people who are told to leave are career officials who have pensions. Some were hoping to stay until retirement. They've been there for years. Now, the FBI declines to give out specific numbers or names or comment. Yesterday, the president's FBI director nominee, Mr. Kash Patel, had that confirmation hearing. He left without any major controversies, but he did hear strong words from both sides of the aisle while he was asked about his past comments. He said the Bureau will not be politicized either toward Republicans or Democrats.
Alrighty, 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This update brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. In our last update, wasn't too much going on from what I could see, and that appears to still be the case now. We do have congestion in our usual spots, though. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach, and on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. Outside of that, in a couple of busy intersections or two, there's not much going on. As for the weather, though, it's 62 degrees right now, low of 48 tonight. Most of our rain should be gone, hopefully. Saturday and Sunday is going to be a beautiful weekend, high of 65 and 70.
427, touching on those intersections, are you? Remember, those cameras become active tomorrow.
Yes.
It starts to cost you for running the red lights. What is it, $158, I think it is?
Something in that ballpark,
$158, yeah. $164, something around that range. I do know this. The cameras are activated as of tomorrow. Your time is up for running the lights and getting a warning.
Grace period over.
They are going to clamp down starting tomorrow. Speaking of clamping down here, the federal government is giving the green light to a new drug to treat pain. Tom Rigotti has more on the report.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved a new type of pain drug designed to eliminate the risks of addiction and overdose associated with opioids. Vertex Pharmaceuticals pill, Journavx, can now be prescribed for short-term pain that often follows surgery or injuries. It's the first new pharmaceutical approach to treating pain in more than 20 years, offering an alternative to both opioids and over-the-counter medications. The drug blocks proteins that trigger pain signals, which are sent to the brain. Commonly reported side effects included nausea, constipation, itching, rash, and headache. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Alrighty, and Floridians who are using Medicaid will notice some changes starting tomorrow. The healthcare system will make adjustments to its health plan contracts. As of last month, the State Agency of Healthcare Administration says about 3 million residents receive services through the managed care system. The agency has awarded contracts in 9 regions in the Sunshine State, which is 2 lower than the previous amount, and the new process will also automatically assign most Medicaid recipients to a managed care plan.
Okay, the music community in Southern California, as a matter of fact, I got a story coming up this afternoon on all of the artists who did Fire Aid last night,
right,
in Southern California. We'll talk about the bands and things, but this story concerns about the losses that some of those folks in the music community went through with the recent wildfires. Fox's Arthel Neville, I don't know if you know realize that Arthel Neville is from the very famous Neville Brothers family in New Orleans.
Hmm.
She was a sister to Art and the rest of them, Saris and the rest of them. Anyway, Arthel spoke to a pair of business owners in Altadena, one of the most hardest hit areas.
People like Jan and Muffy Alejandro, their company Jan L Cases, makes road cases for artists like Kane Brown, Beyonce, the Rolling Stones, Kendrick Lamar, Billie Eilish. And sadly, though, the Alejandro's Altadena home of 35 years was ravaged by the fires.
That was the upper floor of Jan's studio, which was slightly subterranean, and that had all his instruments in it.
That was Muffy Alejandro, and Muffy also told me that she and Jan, they do plan to rebuild their home, but you know, in a pervasive Altadena spirit, the Alejandros, well, they're more concerned about their neighbors who also lost everything.
Yeah, and it is. I think we also have a story later this afternoon regarding just some of the effects of those fires. And an animal was found in an unlikely place, and the animal has been released back to the wild safely, so it'll be a feel-good story. Some hospitals in Virginia have suspended gender-affirming surgery and medication for young people. The decision comes in the wake of President Trump's executive order cutting federal funding for such programs. The hospitals released a statement yesterday saying the move was in response to clear guidance from the state provided to VCU.
Okay, could be a big night for you financially. Mega Millions, $59 million, $26.5 million. That is your cash option heading out the door tomorrow night. Powerball, $89 million. $39.6 million, 10 o'clock, they make those drawings. Here's something really cool that happened locally, and I want to say attaboy to Florida Power and Light. They are helping to save sea turtles on Pensacola Beach. FPNL donated $20,000 to the Gulf Coast Turtle Watch Thursday afternoon. The money will pay for a new van to transport injured sea turtles over to the Gulfarium Park in Fort Walton Beach. Currently, the volunteers have to use their own vehicles to get the turtles from, like, our location to Fort Walton Beach. Way to go, FPNL, donating $20,000 yesterday.
I'm Tom Graham. President Trump slapping a 25% tariffs on Canadian and Mexican imports, as well as a 10% tariff on Chinese goods, effective tomorrow.
These are big numbers, and in addition to that, and you see the power of the tariff. I mean, the tariff is good, and nobody can compete with us because we have by far the biggest piggy bank.
He's demanding the three nations do more to crack down on fentanyl flowing into the U.S. Critics, though, say the cost of the tariffs will ultimately be passed on to consumers. The grim task of recovering remains continues from the icy Potomac River after that deadly collision between an American Airlines jet and Army helicopter. More than 40 bodies have been pulled from the water so far.
For us to recover the rest of the remains, that we are going to need to get the fuselage out of the water.
Washington Fire and EMS Chief John Donnelly speaking to reporters there. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Meta is testing a highly requested pause feature with a small group of users on Instagram Reels. The new feature is the latest sign that Meta is looking to capitalize on TikTok's uncertain future here in the U.S. Previously, users have only been able to pause videos on Instagram Reels by tapping and holding their screen. Stocks finished the session lower on Wall Street today, with the Dow dropping 337 points, the S&P 500 fell by 30, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ tumbled by 54. Intel is releasing disappointing quarterly guidance while reporting earnings and revenue that topped estimates. Intel's revenue fell for a third straight quarter, decreasing 7% from the year before. Shares are currently up slightly in after-hours trading. U.S. crude oil futures for March are up 1%, under $74 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. It's clear Jimmy Butler's time with the Heat is coming to an end. Now, where will Butler wind up? And there aren't many destinations that move the needle for me. One spot I would like for him, though, are the Milwaukee Bucks. Bobby Portis and Chris Middleton heading to Miami is fine, and making Jimmy Butler the third star in the Bucks behind Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard can boost Milwaukee's chances of winning another championship. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, football fans? BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bet credits. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you could be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice, up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000 in credits. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada. BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot subject to rules. See BetMGM.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. Subject to eligibility requirements, bonus bets are unrestricted rewards credits that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at four convenient locations in the News Radio area: Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding, all served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Things are going to be slick around here for the next couple of days.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
That's Channel 3 meteorologist Alan Strum, and he says the snowfall will likely be the heaviest starting this
when you need to know.
Escambia County says they have found some snow plows to clear the roads after it falls.
Now, they don't have as many as the Department of Transportation entities.
Severe weather can strike at any time
when you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, a little bit of Boss Skaggs for your Friday afternoon. You're supposed to say, yeah, that's Boss Skaggs.
It is.
I know.
So we got Grassroots and Boss Skaggs.
Okay, man. Chris Bryant, good artist. Absolutely no problems on my part. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, with you this Friday afternoon. I hope you're having a great day, and you got to be smiling. Rain's moved out of here, looking great, and looking down for the next 5-6 days or so. Warm weather returns. Local temps projected to be in the 70s all throughout next week. And there's zeros across the percentage of the board, and I'm not going to step on your foot, Austin. Austin has the complete weather forecast coming up for you in just a second. Hey, listen, if you want to register for the Double Bridge Run, it takes place tomorrow, of course. Registration deadline is this afternoon around 7. No race day registration for the event. Pensacola Sports, Amy Marquez.
You know, you're starting in downtown, only running about 3 miles on land, and then you're on the 3 mile bridge for the next 3 miles, and then you're into Gulf Breeze for a little bit,
right.
And then you're over another bridge for the remainder of the race. So, and water on both sides, not just on one side. So you're being able to see those nice views.
You're absolutely right. Marquez says it's a great early morning run with an awesome view of the sunrise. Thousands of runners will be out there tomorrow. Oh, also, I want to remind you, and this is kind of off track, but not really, they start closing off specific roads in the morning before that race. Bayway, look to avoid Bayway. U-17th. Access the bridge that way if you have to go across the bridge.
All right.
But the Bayway, it will be out. Forget that one. Because they're starting Maritime. They're shooting down Maine to Bayway and then over across the bridge. So just remember that tomorrow morning if you're in a hurry and trying to traverse the Bayfront area. Just be aware of that. Preparations underway for the Super Bowl coming up next week, of course. Jared Max has the latest.
Fox on Football. I'm Jared Max. Before heading south to New Orleans for Super Bowl 59 on Fox, Philadelphia Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni got his game plan against the Chiefs in place.
A big chunk of it is ready to go, and so I won't share everything with you guys, but we'll practice, we'll be on the field, we'll be installing things. You got to get a good portion of it done because the schedule's a little different next week.
Eagles coach Nick Sirianni.
There's some different things that you got to handle next week, and You know, you might not have the all-day Tuesday meeting or an all-day Monday meeting because of media night that you would normally have as coaches.
Like Eagles coach Nick Sirianni, Chiefs coach Andy Reid knows the routine.
As coaches, we got to dig in and get going. Make sure that we can feed the players a good game plan. I know it's a two-week period before the game, but once you get down to New Orleans, it's a bit chaotic. So you want to make sure you take care of business now.
Chaotic plus Mardi Gras Tuesday. Jared Max, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jared. Now, listen, you may be hearing all this hype about the Super Bowl and thinking, but it's still a week away. That's a bummer. Don't worry. We still got sporting events going on for this weekend. If you're just, what's up?
Did that national guy say Mardi Gras was Tuesday?
Oh, I wasn't listening to him on that.
We'll have to re-listen to it. I think he did.
We're going to have to keep him in check.
I do some education on that guy.
Anyway, some of the stuff going on this weekend,
ooh-wee,
though.
New York City.
tonight at 7, we've got Indiana at number 10, Purdue. Some college hoops for you. That's on Fox. And then Saturday, very loaded slate at 11 a.m. Number 5, Florida. Number 8, Tennessee. That's on ESPN. Then you can find at noon, number 20, Missouri. And number 14, Mississippi State on the SEC Network. At 1 on ESPN, we got number 1 Auburn at number 23 Ole Miss. Chris, you know, over on our sister station ESPN Pensacola, I've been covering Auburn every Thursday. Phenomenal team. And then we've got, let's see, there were two more games I wanted to touch on here. Ranked on ranked action for you at 5 p.m. Number 22 Texas Tech at number 6 Houston on ESPN2. And number 25 UConn at number 9 Marquette at 7 p.m. on Fox.
Let me see. Super Bowl is the 9th, right?
February 9th. Yes.
Mardi Gras is March 4th. I think we need to make a call to New York and get that guy straightened out.
Was he just talking about, like, general Mardi Gras festivities?
He said he's coming up on Tuesday.
Huh.
We'll check it out. Don't forget, this weekend, another really exciting matchup for the Flyers. Pensacola faces Roanoke. Tonight, they'll be playing tonight, actually, and tomorrow night in the Bay Center. Tonight, you can beat childhood cancer with the Rally Foundation. Tomorrow night, it's Mardi Gras night on the ice, puck dropping at 7:05. And don't forget, if you enjoy public ice skating, you want to get out there on the ice yourself, you can do so tonight. Happens around 9:30, right after the Flyers game. Ice rink at the Bay Center is open to the public. You can bring your own skates, or you can, of course, rent these skates from the facility.
All right, Chris, we did have a texter coming in letting us know, yes, that is what he said. Mardi Gras on Tuesday.
Good.
Thank you for being alert. Yes, you can always text into 850-437-1620.
But you know what else that scares me?
What's that?
To be real careful what you say, because they're listening really close, you know?
Yeah.
And thank you. Because I thought he said, like, coming up on Tuesday. Well, what is that all about? Jeez, and Pete's. Okay, NBA's All-Star roster set to go. As you know, I really do. I'm a NBA aficionado. I like the NBA. I like to watch it. Mm-hmm. Simply because I don't know what the air's like up there at a 7-foot level. How's the air up there?
That's not really relatable for the average
Morgan.
Joe.
Yeah, I got you. Joe Morgan has the details.
Victor Wembanyama certainly looks to be the future of the NBA, and now he'll be showcased in his first All-Star game. Wembanyama was named as one of 7 Western Conference reserves, along with Anthony Edwards, Anthony Davis, James Harden, Jaren Jackson Jr., Alperen Şengün, and Jalen Williams. In the Eastern Conference, Damian Lillard, Darius Garland, Jaylen Brown, Cade Cunningham, Tyler Hero, Evan Mobley, and Pascal Siakam will compete in San Francisco on February 16th. All-Star Weekend will have a new feel this year, as it will be a 4-team, 3-game, 1-night tournament, with 3 of the teams consisting of 8 All-Stars and the winning team from the Castrol Rising Stars being the 4th. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Alrighty, 4:43 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. A global study shows that good oral hygiene, including flossing, reduces your risk of stroke. Now, you may be wondering, how the heck does that work? Well, the study's lead author from the University of South Carolina followed 6,200 people who answered questions about flossing for 25 years. The main findings were that people who said they flossed their teeth at least once a week had between a 22 and 44% lower risk of suffering a stroke. The study also found that the lower stroke risk was independent of whether participants had routine dental checkups or how often they brushed their teeth.
It's a marketing piece you could use, probably.
Yeah. You don't want to die of a stroke? Floss. Yeah,
floss. 444, News Radio 92.3. You want to kind of follow up on a piece here that it's been kind of crickets from the New Orleans area after that terrorist attack in terms of what's really been going on. Mm-hmm. Well, a second lawsuit has been filed in the wake of that attack. Christian Goodwin has more from the Easy.
21 people who were injured or lost loved ones during the New Year's Day terror attack on Bourbon Street are suing New Orleans police, other city officials, and contractors for negligence. The group alleges the city's failure to install columns designed to block vehicle traffic amounts to a blatant disregard for public safety, and notes there were prior repeated warnings about the street's vulnerability. A similar lawsuit alleging negligence was filed earlier this month by six other victims, the city and other defendants declining to comment. 14 people were killed and dozens more injured when Shamsud Din Jabbar drove through crowds in a rented truck. He was fatally shot by police during an exchange of gunfire. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
All righty, just about 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you, just like Chris had advertised a few minutes ago. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Looking at the roads here, it's been a pretty smooth sailing first hour, knock on wood. Not too much appears to be going on. The congestion that we do have, though, is just in our usual spots. I-10, if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 62 degrees right now. Most of our rain should be gone as we bleed into this evening, where it will be a partly cloudy, low of 48.
Okay, 4:46, News Radio 92.3. As you know, days are getting a little bit longer here as spring creeps a whole lot closer. 37 days now until DST, Daylight Savings Time, begins. That will happen on Sunday, March 9th. Spring officially arrives 48 days on March 20th. So spring's not that far away, and feeling pretty darn good about that. I'm ready. I am totally ready.
Well, and it's already seeming like, because you and I were just watching some of this weather footage we got, it already seems like we're getting that spring vibe. Next week, highs are in the 70s.
You know, but that's, they always say there's always one good cold spell coming once after a warm front hits or so.
Yeah.
There's always that cold one coming. Hey, do not put the coats away. That's my best information and advice to pass along to you. There's some more cold weather coming, but not this week. For 7 days, the next 7 days, 0% chance of rain, temperatures in the 70s, getting close to 80 towards the end of the week.
Ugh, all right. Chuck Todd is leaving NBC News after nearly two decades. He announced his decision to staff Friday. He said, quote, "The only way to fix this information ecosystem is to stop whining about the various ways the social media companies are manipulating things and instead roll up our collective sleeves and start with local," unquote. He added that he didn't want to overstay his welcome and would rather leave a little bit too soon than stay a tad too long. He joined NBC back in March of 2007 and became the host of Meet the Press in 2014. He stepped away from moderating the Sunday talk show in 2023 and promoted Kristen Welker to the position.
Okay, I need to add this on to the story I was talking about, the 0% chance of rain,
right,
and the great weather moving in starting today. You're looking at the rain's gone, heading east. Dry conditions returning. Now, what that means is there is a threat of wildfires. Got to be real careful about this. Escambia County Fire Rescue's Battalion Chief Dan Braskane, in windy conditions, doesn't take much time for a fire to get out of control and recommends residents avoid burning. Just giving you a heads up on that.
Well, and I'm glad you actually brought that up because this was a story that we heard about a couple weeks ago, and it just kind of died down, but we now have some developing information on it. Do you remember that drone that smashed into the water-dropping plane during the Palisades fire?
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, the pilot behind that has been caught. Peter Aikman agreed to plead guilty to one count of unsafe operation of an unmanned aircraft. U.S. Attorney Joe McNally says the plea agreement does not include prison time, but he says Aikman agreed to pay full restitution for the damage to the plane, and he must also perform 150 hours of community service and wildfire relief.
Boy, Governor DeSantis is really up in the arm over some lawmakers. He,
darn tootin'.
He is still criticizing what he calls a lackluster immigration enforcement bill. Even Brown, here in Florida this week, Broward County, with the story.
Florida's governor says his fellow Republicans in the state legislature wrote an immigration bill that protects the state's agriculture sector from enforcing laws against employing illegal migrants, but that it also won't add a declaration of being a U.S. citizen to voter registration forms.
If you declare that and you register, then the crime is committed right there, even before you vote. And the reason why that's important is because if you prosecute them after they voted, the vote is going to count.
DeSantis says the legislature hasn't yet delivered the bill for him to possibly veto. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And the Department of Education is scrapping changes made to its Title IX policies under the Biden administration. The department is removing protections against discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. The changes revert Title IX regulations back to the rules implemented by the first Trump administration in 2020. The move would also change how sexual assault cases are investigated on campus, changes which supporters say expands due process, but that opponents say makes it harder for abusers to face consequences.
You know, I've been receiving text about a subject we've been talking about for a couple of days. It's that new thin mint flavored frosty,
yeah,
over Wendy's. 21 days now until that new treat comes to a drive-in near you.
We've already got our tent, Chris. You and me set up at the drive-thru.
Girl Scouts teaming up Wendy's to offer this new limited edition thin mint frosty. Swirl goes on sale February 21st. I am counting the days on that one.
All righty. As you said, you kind of want, you're looking to be kind of knocked off your feet after the whole SpongeBob meal situation.
They couldn't do worse.
All right. So nowhere to go but up.
That's
hey,
exactly right.
Good news, Wendy's.
We're not talking about Wendy's food. We're talking about their marketing practices and packaging that SpongeBob SquarePants thing, that debacle they called a treat.
Yeah.
That was crazy. It was just a bag of Wendy's stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll get more on the, you know, law
could
case.
Could have thrown a pineapple in there or something. That was cool.
Okay. PRN v. Wendy's. We'll get more on that legal dispute when we come back. When we come back after the break. 4:50 here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture. But what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I'm the Space Cowboy. I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, a little Stevie Miller Band. On a Friday afternoon, can't be bad at all. The weather's improving. Folks, you're looking at a killer weekend. Double Bridge Run forecast. They're going to start running in 50-degree temperatures, which is ideal for runners. No rain mentioned. It will be superior in our town for the next 7 days. 0% chance of rain, so go ahead and smile about that. Hey, ICE raids have led to the arrest of a suspected gang member for crimes in Colorado. Alexis McAdams has more on the story.
ICE raids are continuing across the country, including in the Big Apple. The feds arrested a suspected Venezuelan gang member in the Bronx. This ended up being a huge case and made a lot of headlines. Anderson Zambrano Pacheco was in court. Sources telling Fox he's part of that South American gang Tren de Aragua. Pacheco's charged with being a fugitive from justice with the possession of a firearm. Also, he's looking at kidnapping, assault, and burglary charges out in Colorado. Authorities believe he's the same guy who was part of a gang takeover at the apartment complex in Aurora, Colorado, where a group of migrants were caught on camera armed with weapons breaking into apartments.
Alrighty, just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last very quick check of the roads and weather for you. Been a smooth sailing hour so far. Thank you for staying safe out there and not only keeping yourself, you know, safe and protecting others at the same time, but also making my job easier. Looking at the roads here, we do have some backups on 9 Mile Road. If you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, we typically expect issues there, though, this time every afternoon. Outside of that, it's just a little bit more of the same. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 62 degrees right now. Looks like the rain is gone, and as Chris said earlier, it will be for the next week. And tonight's low is going to be 48.
Punxsutawney Phil, is that Sunday? I think it's Sunday morning they do that.
Yes.
whatever he is.
Groundhog.
There you go. Whatever he is. He has a great enclosure in home. Have you seen his digs? Jeez. And Pete, some of these. Like
I've never been invited.
Mike the Tiger over at LSU in Baton Rouge. A $3 million buck enclosure.
Right.
I was born the wrong creature, let me tell you. FCC launches a probe into PBS and National Public Radio. Now, this is interesting. CJ Pacwa has a story.
Placing the sponsorship practices of NPR and PBS member stations under the microscope. FCC Chair Brendan Carr informing the broadcasters he was concerned the public media outlets could be violating federal law by airing commercials, something NPR Chief Executive Catherine Marr refuted in a statement, claiming the radio broadcaster and its member stations have complied with FCC regulations. PBS defending its practice, adding it works diligently to comply with the commission's underwriting regulations. The stations require licenses approved by the FCC to operate, labeling them as non-commercial educational broadcast stations, which prevents them from airing advertisements. CJ Papa, Fox News.
All righty. And wanted to touch on this real quick. The latest numbers show that illegal immigration has plummeted. We've been touching on it a lot, so you'd like to think there was some progress. Since President Trump took office, an average of 126 people are being caught each day on the southern border. Texas Border Sheriff Thaddeus Cleveland says he's never seen levels this low. The president shared a graph on social media, and it shows that at the end of the Biden administration, there was a daily apprehension rate of more than 2,000 people. Then there was a steep decline when his new border measures were put in place.
Okay, while we're talking about regaining control, not only the border, it appears President Trump wants to reclaim control of the Panama Canal. Steve Harrigan, he's down there, has the details from Panama.
Now, the Carter administration in 1977 signed a treaty basically giving the canal to Panama. They overtook full control 20 years later. For the past 25 years, they've run it themselves, really without a whole lot of controversy. That certainly has changed in recent weeks with the Trump administration. They are now raising the alarm about possible Chinese influence, even potential Chinese control over the canal. That's something the Trump administration has said it will not stand. This canal makes a lot of money for the government, more than $3 billion last year. A lot of ordinary Panamanians tell us they don't see that money. They're not ready to fight and die for this canal.
My goodness. And NASA is the latest federal agency to ban the use of China's DeepSeek AI technology. According to CNBC, the agency's chief AI officer announced a move in a Friday memo citing national security and privacy concerns. Last week, the U.S. Navy warned personnel not to use DeepSeek in any capacity. U.S. congressional offices have also reportedly been instructed not to use it for official business.
Okay, so where do you think the best place to retire is? Where would you think that would be?
My guess would be Florida.
Okay, new study out. Christian Goodwin has more.
It may not surprise you, but Florida, topping WalletHub's 2025 list of best states to retire, but it's followed by Minnesota, Colorado, Wyoming, and South Dakota, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, Delaware, North Dakota, and Wisconsin making the top 10. The personal finance website comparing states based on 46 metrics, including tax friendliness, shoreline mileage, and golf courses per capita. While Florida may get the most sunshine, researchers say Minnesota, which ranks second, has the most healthcare facilities and the third most home healthcare aides per capita. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Does that mean there's more people getting sick up there because they have more health care facilities?
They may be more willing to get sick.
There's another angle to that one.
Listen, I get the financial suitability for some of those places, and that's obviously going to be a big talking point.
I got it.
But some of those spots, I couldn't help but notice, yeah, they either have a lot of nature or they have a lot of activities to do. So not only are you financially stable, but you're having fun while you're doing it.
Yeah, you know, especially up in the Minneapolis area. Great place. Oh, mm-hmm. I used to have to go up there a lot in a previous job, and I was based out of Minneapolis. Listen, they can keep it. It's beautiful up there, but too much snow.
Yeah.
Just way too much snow, and I got to be around water, and so it kind of eliminated that process. But it's a great town.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's a great town. Hey, official start of the 25 tax season getting underway. Santa Rosa County Libraries are assisting residents with tax preparations. Volunteers from the free tax assistance company, AARP Tax Aid, will appear at the Gulf Breeze, Milton, and Navarre Libraries. The program provides service to low and middle income taxpayers with special attention to those ages 60 and older. Yep. Taxes underway. You pulling them up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been getting pelted with emails saying, hey, your tax forms are in, and we've talked here at this office about
it. I started assembling mine and putting them in their big box. I have this big box. I just throw everything into the box, you know.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.